Hello, and welcome to The Realist with your host, Pam.
And Jason, this is the first installment of The Realist, so we thought we'd talk about our goals on the site.
Our goals are to bring awareness to topics that we feel are important.
You can follow me on Twitter at JasonMichael0.
And me at Twitter at CraftyChick1974.
And you can follow The Realist at. So we dive into our first subject today on The Realist. Brendan Urie donates $1 million to LGBTQ youth. Now, this foundation is a foundation that houses LGBTQ adults or teenagers. For example, if they come out and their parents kick them out of their homes, this foundation will take them in and provide them housing. Or if they can't make any money because a job won't accept them because of their voice or how they present themselves or etc. So this foundation will also help with that.
Now, in my opinion, I think that if a child were to come out to their parent and say, I'm a lesbian, transgender, bisexual, it shouldn't matter. Having a parent disown them because of that is utterly awful. Also, if a job fires them because they dress not appropriate or they act the way that other people don't, as long as they're doing their job, it should not matter.
I agree. Parents should love their child unconditionally. You cannot choose love. Love is not a choice. It is something you were born with. But overall, I think it is amazing for celebrities to be donating to this foundation because, you don't see a lot of that. I haven't seen a lot of celebrities besides just a few donate to a foundation like this.
Exactly. Now, for those of you who don't know who Brendan Urie is, Brendan Urie is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. And recently he has come out as pansexual.
So I think his recent coming out has inspired him to donate and help out LGBTQ youth because he's a part of that as well, which I think is amazing.
Exactly.
So on to our next subject. AI, which stands for artificial intelligence, has been developing. Google is about to release this feature on the Google Assistant on Android that is called Google Duplex. Let's say, for example, I have a lot going on. I need to fill out papers, etc., and I need to make a reservation for a restaurant at 6 p.m. for four people. Google Duplex, in my voice, pretending to be me, will call that restaurant, make the reservation, and then shoot me a notification of all the information that it's confirmed. Or if you need to call a doctor for making an appointment or things like that.
That is absolutely the most spookiest thing I've ever heard of. When you told me about this, I mean, it's bad enough that things are automatic, but when you actually have a voice, it sounds like you making your own doctor appointments or making reservations for things. I mean, it's true what they say. Big Brother is watching. And that's downright crazy.
Exactly. 8 years ago, or it's about 2007, 8 years ago, the first smartphone came out. And now we can make phone calls that artificial intelligence can pretend to be us. Where do you think this is going to go in the future? Could it be used for bad ways, good ways, Can people hack that and use you to do their illegal things? I'm curious where this will lead to for the future, and interested to see how it works when Google releases it. Now you can find examples of the Google Assistant doing this on YouTube, but it is not released to Android phones.
Thank goodness.
Floor to you for different live streaming sites.
So, I did some research about some other streaming sites. And for those of you who don't know what a streaming site is, it is a site that you can go on your mobile or on your computer. You can sit in front of a camera and you can talk to fans that come into your broadcasting room, and you can have a conversation with them. These sites are all over the world, various and sundry areas. I made several accounts on several of these sites, and I'm going to give my observation on some of them that I came across. One of them was called Big O Live. They are similar to some of the popular sites, such as Live Me, Up Live. Those are some popular sites that are up and running. When I logged on and I went into a room, most of the sites have females that are in it. There's not a lot of guys that are on these sites. Most of them are females. For the first room that I went into, there's a young lady who was scantily clothed, dancing around, and guys were sending virtual coins, virtual presents. Someone said, "Show your boobs," and basically she showed her boobs, which, I mean, yeah. Another site that I went to was called Eagle Live, and there were some really rude people. I went in there and they were like, where's your profile picture? And I was like, I'm shy. And they're like, well, get out of my room. There was someone in there, however, that was really nice. When I went in there, she was like, "Hey, how are you doing, sweetheart? How are you?" And I said, "I'm new to this site." And she's like, "Well, here's to help you out." And she gave me a bunch of these like virtual coins.
2 million.
Exactly.
Coins.
2 million coins. And what she said to me, she said, "You can either spend them on me or you can spend them on other people." And I mean, it was as simple as me walking into a room and getting all of these coins. Another site that I went on to was called Cake. And it was the same as those other two sites. Very provocative. This one girl was saying, "I'll do anything for diamonds." And this one person gave her like 500 diamonds. And she basically twerked on camera. And she was wearing basically nothing. Another site that I happened to come on is called Loops. And is an Arabic streaming site. And if you don't know any Arabic language, you wouldn't understand what they're talking about. I kind of came in, went in there, went into one room, and kind of like stayed for a couple minutes and then left. Another site is called Live Raise. It's a gaming site where you can play video games. You can buy coins from $1.99 to $99.99. Most of these sites, you have to pay money in order to give diamonds or give gifts. I've seen a lot of females that are on these sites, whether they're on these sites and they're college age kids, whether they think this is a way to pay for college or whether they think this is going to be a career, I don't know. But this is starting to become a very normal thing for teenagers and young generation kids to do. There's also a site that I have used called YouNow, and it is a similar site to all of these where you get on camera, you have a bunch of fans, you broadcast, it's the same thing about all of them. There are some good things and there are some bad things about all of these sites.
What is the best site you have come across?
The best site that I've come across would have to be LiveMe. because in Live Me you can you can assign your own moderators, and those are people that will watch out for your room while you're broadcasting, and if anybody comes in and trolls, they can automatically kick them out, and the broadcaster doesn't have to worry about it, so they can run a smooth broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend broadcasting live streaming? If so, what ages, and what are the perks of it?
Would I recommend it? Now, you're asking someone who was a avid broadcaster on YouNow, but has since just kind of putting it in the back seat, mind you. It can be a good thing because you can meet a lot of people if you're very shy. But there are a lot of trolls, as people say. There are a lot of people that think that it's okay to cyberbully, that it's not going to hurt anybody. It's just words. There are some good things and there are some bad things about these streaming sites. And you just have to realize that not everyone on these sites are friendly, and you're going to run into them.
Yeah. So you do recommend it?
For some, yes. For others, no. And
what ages? Or does it really depend on the person, if they're a minor or not, or, you know, et cetera?
I definitely wouldn't allow my daughter or my son to come on the site if they're under the age of 18. I can tell you that. I mean, there are some sites that are 13 years. You can be 13 years to broadcast, or 12 years old to watch. I mean, 13 years to broadcast, you're going to run across people that are pedophiles on this site. And, those aren't good. That's not a good thing. So I would recommend anybody who's wants to get into this kind of entertainment to be at least 18 years old.
Okay. So now we just have a few fun facts for you, just ones that we found. One of them is Mars is closest to the Earth that it's ever been since 2003. And then
the other one is, for all of you iPhone users out there, the iPhone came out in 2007 and they didn't have an app store. But 10 years ago, this Tuesday, the app store came out. And so the very first app was on the app store 10 years ago. So for all of you iPhone users, happy birthday to the app store, which is incredible because both Jason and I are avid Apple people. We both have iPhones, and Jason has an iPad mini, and so we're both avid Apple people, and we love our Apple products.
Yes. So that concludes this episode of The Realist. One thing that we will do after each podcast is share an artist and share a song and tell you a little bit about them. So today we have Colton Haynes. He is in the movie Rough Nights and the CW hit series Arrow. He is kind of more of a country style artist. So the song that we'll play at the end of this podcast is called Man, It Sucks.
All I have to say is be positive, stay happy, and be real.
All right, thank you, guys.
Man, it sucks when someone figures out your games and don't want to play them no more. crying in our bed and making our way to the floor. Man, it sucks. And I don't like when you're staying out all night and never answer your phone. I follow you around the world just to be left alone. And man, it sucks. Met a 21 New York streets blazing. Hopped a flight to the Hamptons, baby. From then on, I knew this would be love. I put up with 6 long years of our dirty secret. Tried so hard, but no one could keep it. Late one night, I knew that love was lost. And it sucks when you're staying up all night with a bottle of wine, drunk with lonely tears. I've done that about 1,000 times. What the fuck? Man, it sucks. Maybe it was me, high all day and night, just to make things right. But your lies, they tell the truth about what you hide inside. Man, it sucks. I said I loved you despite the cheating drama. New fears, but the truth don't come out. Maybe in the future you'll come around. You never loved before, that excuse has run out. Like you did on me last July. From now on, leave your messages and go. Please don't come around here no more. Don't come around here no more. Sucks that I'm even wasting time writing this song, but you hurt me so damn bad, it's the only way that I can move on. And man, it sucks.